Welcome to Sales Secrets. New shows daily. Subscribe now.
Part of what drives me nuts is people think about closing as a specific action as opposed to a process, right? That is really just part of being a top seller.
I think it's like solving the problem, but then really understanding what would stop you and the prospect from working together to solve the problem. And I think a lot of people are scared to ask the tough questions or really uncover the things that would kill the opportunity or slow down the opportunity.
Or make it accelerate. See, I've always, beyond a certain point of experience in my career, is uncovered this fact, that at least for me, is that all those things you said apply. But I found is that in every instance, certainly in complex sales, there's always one thing that's more important than all the others. And what I found is the top sellers were really better at uncovering that one thing. Because there's one thing that somebody in a position of authority or power cares about more than everything else. And if you can orient what you're doing, your pitch, your solutions, options, all everything to that, to solve that problem, your odds of winning go up substantially.
Even if you 100% agree.
Even if you, I mean, I'll give you an example. We had bidding on this one deal in Asia, and they were wanting to be one of the first cruise lines to have broadband internet connections.
Wow.
This was a little bit ago, and they went voice over IP in the staterooms and so on. And as it turned out, you know, we got an RFP that had like a 300 line item compliance matrix that we had to fill out.
Yep, I remember working on those.
And I told the seller on the deal, I said, look, these are not all equally important. You know, you haven't found the one thing yet. And so he goes back and he developed a good relationship with the CEO of this cruise line. And he said, yeah, found the one thing. Only thing he cares about is, the broadband internet, that's great. You know, voice RP from the stateroom's fantastic. What he cares about, though, is minute by minute update on the take from the onboard casinos. So what we did is completely restructured the proposal. We didn't ignore, but we didn't emphasize.
Was that like a profit center for them? Why did he care so much about that?
Yeah, you think? And so it was all the profit. So yeah, we doubled down on the reliability of that link to make sure it never went down. You know, hot backup everything, didn't matter where at sea they were and so on. And that we focused the entire proposal just on that. We led with that. And that would have been buried, right, in the RFP. And if we hadn't dug deep, we hadn't asked, we hadn't uncovered that one thing, we wouldn't have won. So I think that, that's what top sellers, in addition to things you mentioned, is really good as. There is always one thing.
Yep.
And if you uncover it, that's the key to the door.
Yeah, I agree. For us, like, you know, you just saying that, I'm thinking about, hey, my one thing, and shit, I talk about it every day of the week. Maybe even every hour at the company is just our MRR and ARR growth. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're hyperscaling to a 9-figure business, and I'm obsessed with MRR and ARR growth. So you come to me with a solution. I'll give you an example of a solution that this didn't happen. No disrespect to them, but you know these companies were trying to sell conversation intelligence, right? Where they record your calls. And then they coach you or whatever.
Yeah, we saw one of those.
Yeah, no, totally. And this isn't Andy's solution, by the way.
Yeah.
But they just kept tying it to like, oh, you'll be able to coach up the reps, and you'll be able to do this, you'll be able to transcribe, and all the stuff, right? All the bullshit I don't care about.
Right.
If they were like, hey, Brandon, we're going to take Seamless from multiple 8 figures to hitting the 9-figure number in X timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why instant sale. They kept coming back, all of them, like all these different parties, just pitching, presenting the bullshit.
They're pitching a product, not a solution.
Yeah. Like my one thing, MRR, ARR growth. Granted, I've literally got 7 screens here.
I saw a video.
All these dashboards. So I watch a number of KPIs, but there's one that I care the most about, and that would be that.
Thanks for joining Sales Secrets. New shows daily. Subscribe now.
This show is sponsored by Seamless.ai, the world's best sales leads. Get direct dials, emails, and cell phones for anyone in seconds. Request an invite to join for free at Seamless.ai. That's Seamless.ai.